We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
As we look at this morning, we're going to take a scriptural journey. We're going to read a lot of scripture. But I wanted to read these first. Go with me to the 11th chapter and verse 30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls or taketh souls is wise. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. Words, in other words, from the mouth. Notice chapter 12, verse 14. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. And the recompense of a man's hands shall be rendered unto him. Man shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. Now, this entails several things here. But you'll find out that what you speak with your mouth, your heart will be satisfied with it. It will receive it just as if it were truth. It'll take that, and it'll go right into your heart. Now, that's what the Apostle Paul says in Romans, the 10th chapter. The righteousness which is of faith says the word is nigh you. And he's talking about the word of faith, or the word of God. But you see, if it's the word of fear, it still works the same. See, there's an opposite to every truth. There's a reciprocal to every truth. If faith cometh by hearing the word of God, fear cometh by hearing the words of the devil. And if faith is the substance of things hoped for, or what you desire, then fear must be the substance of things not desired. So if we operate in fear, now Job proved that worked. He said, the thing I'm greatly feared has come upon me. The thing I was afraid of is coming to me. He said, I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet, yet trouble came. I guess so. That's the formula for it. You start saying you're not protected and you can't rest. I'll tell you, when you're in faith, folks, you'll rest. They're about to pull Peter's head. They got him in jail, going to pull his head the next morning, and he was asleep. The angel had to kick him in the side to wake him up. He wasn't fretting and wringing his hands and crying, why me, Lord? He just went to sleep. You pray in faith, he'll go to sleep. Man shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. And we can come back and look at some of these a little further, just a little bit further on. But then go to the 13th chapter. Verse 12, hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Now, you could take this several ways. I believe that the proper way to interpret the last part of this is when desire cometh, not when what you desired comes, although that would cause you to be elated, but when desire comes, it's a tree of life. What you desire, you talk about. What you talk about, you send an impulse down here. Now, when I was a little boy, I don't know how old I was, but I'd see an airplane fly over some more. Fly one of them one of these days. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't even know about Mark 11:23. You can have what you say. But desire came. And I'd talk about it. I'd think about it. And I'd look at every plane that came. You know, when desire comes, it's a tree of life. God's word creates a desire in us for what God has promised us. If we know what the Word says, it creates a desire. Knowledge will create some desire, and understanding will bring that to a peak. But we have to have the wisdom of God to know how to apply it in every situation in life. Now, I've seen people that got excited over faith and got turned on to some of the things of faith, but had no wisdom at all. One fellow, he had turned thumbs down on the faith message. He said, this faith stuff doesn't work. Well, why do you believe it doesn't work? Well, it got me in trouble. So the story was, I found out later what the deal was. He was a young doctor, and he was trying to buy a house, just starting his practice, and he found this house that was way out of his price range for his ability to make payments and what have you, or to even finance it. But he started confessing, in the name of Jesus, I have abundance, and this house is mine. I pray and I believe, and I'm using my faith. I say it in the name of Jesus. I will, and he went through all the scriptures, you know. Well, he bought the house. Miraculously, they approved his financing. That works so good. He did the same thing, bought him an airplane. Not long after that, he got rid of that airplane and bought him a twin engine. Working, isn't it? But he has no wisdom. He hasn't believed the money in to take care of all this stuff. He doesn't have understanding. He didn't have wisdom. He had some knowledge. And so they foreclosed on him, took everything he had, and then he thumbs down on the faith message. Hey, it worked so good, it got him in trouble. He just didn't use any wisdom. I mean, anybody ought to be able to. Jesus said, who would build a tower unless they first sat down and counted the cost? I tell you, when you get a lot of things, you got to believe God for the money to upkeep those things before you get them. You got to use some common sense. And, you know, he just, well, glory to God. I'll just say it and confess it and use my faith and get it. You can do that and get things that you don't need. So that's where wisdom comes in. First thing you need to do is get wisdom. So you'll know how to use what knowledge you have. So this fellow, he thumbs down on the faith message because it got him in trouble. No, it wasn't faith that got him in trouble. It was foolishness. I got a letter from a lady one time. She said, oh, Brother Capps, I want you to agree with me that the Lord will give me or somebody will give me that I'll get a brand new Park Avenue Buick. And she went on some other things that she wanted me to agree with her on. And at the last line on the letter, she said, oh, by the way, would you pray that I get a job? What would she do with the Buick? She didn't have a job. She couldn't even buy the license for it. She couldn't pay the sale. She'd be in debt if somebody gave her a new car. She couldn't buy gas for it. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. All thy getting, get understanding. Now, come back with me over here to Proverbs. We're just going to kind of graze through this morning. I mean, you know, like a cow, he grazes around here and there. And we're going to go through a lot of scripture. Go to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 20. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of the concourse, in the opening of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn ye at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Now listen to what wisdom's saying. Behold, I have called, and ye refused. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have said it not all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, and I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but shall not find me. For they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. See, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Now you hear people say this sometimes, oh, that prosperity message will destroy you. Well, it's true that prosperity has destroyed a lot of people. But be careful lest you locate yourself. The Bible says it'll destroy a fool. But whosoever hearkeneth, now listen to this, but whosoever hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Now, you know, you'd have to have help to misunderstand that. But whosoever hearkeneth unto wisdom shall dwell safely. Now, you can't hardly separate wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the completeness here that brings all this. As we read further, we'll find out. But now, when you look at that, for whosoever hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. And what did Job say? I was not in safety. Neither was I quiet. Neither had I rest. Yet trouble came. He's in fear. Fear broke the hedge down. Ecclesiastes, the 10th chapter, says, he that breaketh the hedge, a serpent shall bite him. He is hedged about on every side. That's the very accusation that Satan brought against God. Said, you've hedged him about, and I can't get to him. I can see God just grinning and say, yeah, I did it. That's what I did. But the problem was, Job broke the hedge down through fear. The thing he greatly feared came upon him. Now, come into the second chapter. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear to wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge, lift up thy voice for understanding. If thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Now, that's pretty emphatic, isn't it? For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Now we get to the whole crux of the whole thing. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. You know what he's talking about here? Faith. He is describing faith.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. Now, our CD offer this week is CD offer number 7112. It's entitled, Tapping the Tree of Life. It's a single CD for $8 plus $3 postage and handling, a total of $11. It deals with how you can tap the Tree of Life. Now, the Tree of Life in the Garden of Eden, of course, is not available to you today, but the closest thing to it is speaking the Word of God out of your mouth. In Proverbs, the 18th chapter, it says, verse 7, a fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are a snare to his soul. Proverbs 15:4 says, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. In other words, when you speak what God said in his word, the wholesome tongue is a tree of life. One translation said, the healing of the tongue is a tree of life. Speaking the word of God brings life to you. Jesus said, the words I speak unto you, their spirit, their life. And then in Proverbs, the 18th chapter, verse 20, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. In other words, when you see the fruit of the Word of God in your life, it changes some things. When desire cometh, I mean when you study the Word of God and the desire of God gets inside, and when you speak the Word of God, it becomes a tree of life. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. The apostle said, we put bits in the horse's mouth, turn about the whole horse. And what do bits do to a horse's mouth? It puts pressure on his mouth. You can do the same thing by speaking the word of God, put pressure on your mouth, and it's a tree of life when you begin to speak the word of God in faith. That's CD offer number 7112, entitled Tapping the Tree of Life. A single CD for $8 plus $3 postage and handling, a total of $11. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.